Idaho Farm Bureau spokesperson Jake Putnam told me about a facility for donated and direct market meat. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Well, this is really interesting. Up in Livingston, Montana, a rancher there was trying to help meet his local food bank's 300 increase in demand because a lot of people out of work. So what he did was he helped develop the first federally inspected nonprofit food bank, if you will, for meat in that part of the country. Basically, stay-at-home orders were put into place. Last March, everybody went through this, and many ranchers up there in Livingston lost their jobs or were laid off, and these food banks were all that were feeding families. But this food bank that he helped fund and find, the first federally inspected nonprofit food bank, is having great success, and it's helping everybody out. It's helping the homeless, but also helping ranchers and helping others deal with the after effects of COVID. This has been long overdue, and a lot of other people, a lot of other places are looking into doing more direct marketed meat, cutting out the middleman altogether. And that has been the flower of this idea, is direct marketing. And he's pretty much shown it can be done and it can be profitable.
The rancher's name, by the way, is Matt Pearson. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.